Hello and welcome to the Financial Sanity Hour. You are here with myself, Helena Lissauer, and with my father, Alan Lissauer, even though he likes to deny me at times. That was a joke. That was a joke. That was a joke. As he was telling me. No, but anyway. Anyway, I wanted to give a good congratulations out to our company, Financial Sanity Now. This past week, we finally hit 100 likes on Facebook, and as of today, we're at 103. So if you want to be that special person to give us the 104th like, the 200th person that gives us the like will be getting a free book. So we're hoping to get as many likes as possible. You can go onto our Facebook, www.financialsanitynow, and that should link you right to our Facebook. And pretty much, you know, we're getting to help as more and more people now these days. And there was a recent article. There was a recent article on CNN. It was titled, I believe, Stay Informed is the Answer to Ignorance. No, I'm sorry. That was my title on the article. And we have been supposedly in Washington at CNN. The U.S. government announced criminal charges on Tuesday against 530 people as a part of the crackdown on the mortgage fraud schemes that targeted the most distressed homeowners and caused more than $1 billion in losses. Attorney General Eric Holder and several other officials said that this year-long effort was launched by the FBI and ended in September, and was aimed at those preying on people in danger of losing their home. So, obviously, there's a big investigation going on, and there's a quote here that states, "These comprehensive efforts represent a historic government-wide committed to eradicating mortgage fraud and related offenses across the country," Holder said at a news conference. More than 73,000 homeowners nationwide had been victimized by fraud schemes, the government said. Law enforcement estimated the losses at more than $1 billion. Now, Dad, just for the record, so people can know how educated we are here at Advanced Economic Strategies, what do you know about mortgage fraud or mortgage schemes?
Well, there's various schemes. Hello?
I just want to make sure I can hear you.
Okay, there's various mortgage schemes, and they were mainly by the backdrop of the mortgage, business. So, for instance, a scheme could be where a CDO was created, where someone got a mortgage and then it was sold into a mortgage bond, and that mortgage bond was securitized, and the securitization was stamped AAA by the rating agencies, and then they sold it off to a bank in Europe somewhere. The loan you made, you have no idea who owns it, and it's in the securitized bond, and then these bonds weren't worth very much. And then they became, that's what's called mortgage fraud, because they sold these bonds saying they were grade A paper, and they weren't. And there was a lot of defaulting, and that's actually what caused the crisis. So the mortgage bond investors wound up suing the banks.
Well, according to an article in CNN additionally, homeowners say mortgages hit by LIBOR rigging. New York, CNN Money, and add one more to the list of alleged victims of the LIBOR manipulation, homeowners. A class action complaint filed earlier this month in New York federal court claims borrowers with adjustable rate mortgages based on London International Bank offered rate, or LIBOR, paid more than they rightfully should have due to the rate's manipulation by the global banks involved in setting it. The complaint follows other class action suits filed by groups ranging from local governments to community banks to individual investors, all of whom say they lost out due to LIBOR rigging. LIBOR burst into the public consciousness this summer when British banking giant Barclays admitted to manipulating it, reaching a $453 million settlement with the United States and the UK regulators. Other banks involved in setting LIBOR, including JP Morgan Chase, UBS, Citigroup, and HSBC, have revealed that they too are cooperating with investigations on the issue, and additional settlements are expected. What do you know about the LIBOR rates?
Well, LIBOR rates are what's called interbank rates that are charged between banks in London. London used to set the rates. So a lot of American loans were set against LIBOR. And this means an interbank rate. And these rates were basically rigged. They didn't quite accurately reveal what the true cost of money was. And so by making it higher, because the borrower would have to pay more on the adjustable loan. So then it turned into a fraud of that nature.
Okay, how would you explain that to the people who are not familiar with mortgage terms or even the word fraud? How would you define the word fraud?
Fraud is just not telling the truth. Let's just be simple about it.
And how often does it happen in the mortgage real estate world?
Well, at that time, it happened quite a bit. There was a lot of it, and I'd rather bring it back to the consumer and to the consumers out there who are listening to actually look at their own loans and see what kind of a loan that was originated that they're still hanging on to. If they have an ARM loan, that's an adjustable rate loan. If they have an option ARM loan, that's a loan where you'd pay a minimum payment, but it would add back to your principal. If you have a 5-year ARM or a 10-year ARM, if you have these various loans, although the interest rate may be quite low now, understand that it can go anywhere, usually between 3 and 11%. Most anyone who's over 30 remembers when interest rates were 8, 9, 10, 11, 12%.
Right.
So what we are suggesting those people is to carefully look at their loan for two reasons. One,
fix it.
Of course, fix it, but was it an improper or an improper loan? The only way you're going to know that is to have it analyzed.
And you could have it analyzed by calling 866-753-4028, and we can give you more information on how exactly to get that done.
Right.
Also, when I say fix your loan, I mean if you're at an interest rate that's set to vary, and especially because housing values are going up, according to this one article posted actually on October 12th, the new housing boom on CNN by Chris Isidore, the long-battered housing market is finally starting to get back on its feet, but some experts believe it could soon become another housing boom. With that being said, with housing booms, with housing prices potentially raising, most likely interest rates are going to raise as well. You want to fix your loan. You don't want to have a 2.25 loan on $1 million house or even $500,000 or even $200,000, and then all of a sudden, you know, in a year or so, it booms up to 8%. Then how are you going to afford that payment? On top of the fact that most people in the country are stuck on interest-only loans. Are you stuck on an interest-only mortgage loan? Are you paying interest-only towards your mortgage or your credit cards? I know personally, I just paid off one clothing credit card because I was paying $15 in interest on a $300 balance each month.
And that's not that bad compared to some.
But I thought that I would have paid it off. I mean, I've been paying this payment for maybe 2 years. I could have easily, if I would have just known that at the time, I would have already paid it off. So now, instead of paying the $15 in interest, which I could be donating towards UNICEF or other charities that, you know, deserve it, I decided to just, you know, pay it off and keep it at zero. And the best thing you could do for your credit is to, you know, first off, if you're going to get a credit card, make sure it has a 0% interest rate or a low percent interest rate. And they give you high interest rates when you're stuck and you have a bad credit rating, but you could try to negotiate it down. I know a lot of people who are going back to school in our economy, and they, you know, tell their lenders, credit card companies or banks just to get you know, not charged a fee on their checking account, so either they're actively in school, back in college, or there's other ways. If you go, I know this at Bank of America, if you go, well, don't quote me on this, but just from what I found out, from what I was told from an executive representative on the credit card side, is that if you go completely paperless and do all your transactions online, they will not charge you for a checking account. Not that I'm promoting putting any type of money or cash into Bank of America, because as anybody who's paid attention to the show knows, Bank of America is probably the most corrupt bank inside of the nation. There's some major problems that need to be straightened out. And I'm not just talking about investors. I'm talking about Bank of America as a servicer of your mortgage or of your money or of your loan, and them not providing proper assistance on top of the fact that they outsource. I personally met somebody who lost his job at Bank of America because they began to outsource his exact job to India. And if you ever try to call, you know, a regular random rep on Bank of America's line, you'll get somebody from the Philippines, India, or another third world country where they're paying them way less than minimum wage. And on top of the fact, taking away from American jobs when they were just handed the EDD contract that all unemployment goes through their debit cards. So they have massive deals and massive money and massive interest rates that they're collecting from consumers on top of the $50 billion, am I quoting this correctly, that they received in bailout money back in 2008 or 2009, right?
Right.
And yet they're still not providing American jobs or providing adequate assistance to make sure that people are actually doing what they need to do and helping the consumer and helping the homeowner. It's been pretty tough to get some of these assistance through. Mind it, at our company, at Advanced Economic Strategies, we do not give up. So we've had clients go through loops and holes and try to submit their own modification 4 or 5 times, only for them to come to us and say, you know what, my hands are in the air. Now I know why people give up and short sell or put their home in a deed in lieu or just walk away, because the bank is really tough to work with. Can you help us? And the answer is 99% of the time, absolutely. We can help you. I've had people come to me 1 week in advance from their sale date, give me all their documents and say, can you postpone this sale date? And as I said, 98% of the time, we are able to stop the sale date and we are able to get them a lower affordable payment to a fixed interest rate, principal and interest to as low as 2% on first mortgages, as low as 1% on mortgages. And I've even had some success stories where if the first and the second is with the same lender, they wiped out the second. We've done Department of Justice modifications. We've worked with the HAMP programs, the HARP programs. If you want to learn more about my company, our company, my father's company, and my company, you know, I'm under him, family business, you can go to www.financialsanitynow.com, or you could check us out on Facebook. You could just simply type in Financial Sanity Now, and as I advertised before, the 200th person who hits the like button will get a free book. You could locate that also on our website, www.financialsanitynow.com/what's the name of your book, Dad?
The
homeowner's relief kit.
It's right on the page.
I think he's asleep today.
I'm trying to wake him up.
I'm trying to wake him up. So
well,
it's
if
the.
Stop talking. I could get in a word.
Right. It's not like you're not twiddling with your Facebook or something. Anyway,
no,
he's on our Facebook page. He's the one that's posting all of the negotiations and all of the information in. He's always updating the articles. We have a blog. We have a Tumblr. We have a lot of things that, you know, we even have a YouTube. It's under Best Deals Shows Los Angeles Financial Sanity Now, Advanced Economic Strategies, Alan Lissauer. If you Google his name, A-L-L-E-N space L-I-S-S-A-U-E-R, You could see us. You could see us there on Facebook. You could see our website. You could see us connected through this radio, the BBS radio, which we love so much and appreciate being on the air every other week. And, you know, if you want to find out more information about us, that's where you would find it. Or you could email one of us. You can email Alan, A-L-L-E-N, 77, I'm sorry, Alan, A-L-L-E-N, at AES, standing for Advanced Economic Strategies, 77.com. You could also email me, H-E-L-E-N-A, Helena, at Advanced Economic Strategies, AES, 77.com. If you have any questions regarding credit cards, regarding mortgages, first, second, other home equities, we've helped people settle debts with their HOA companies. You know, this is something that we love to do. We love to help people. We've had so many success stories. We've helped firefighters, people who work at grocery stores, police officers, film editors. We have a wide arrangement of clients that we've helped, and we love helping people. This isn't just something that we made up. This is something that we love doing. I don't know if, you know, anybody out there has read my father's article on our website, but he was actually struck by a car walking across the street back in 2006. We originally had a real estate business where we had multiple properties in the San Fernando Valley. And that kind of bunked, not only because he was hit by a car walking across the street, but the fact that the housing market began to collapse. So we had 8 different properties, 2 units each with 2 mortgages each. And at that time, I was 16 years old, and he was in the hospital. He was in the hospital on and off for 2 years, and I took over all the responsibilities of collecting the rent and paying the mortgages. But, you know, slowly but surely we had to sell them off or get rid of them because we couldn't afford it. And so we got to the point where we even couldn't afford our own mortgage. And the interest rate was at 4.75, which isn't that high if you analyze it. It's not that high, but I know at a 2%, you're cutting your payment almost in half. So I made sure to apply for a loan modification, and with my dad's calculations and information, we got it through. We got it through, and then we did our second mortgage, and then we realized, hey, this is like a science. This is a math project. This is something we can figure out, something we can help. And we, you know, we began telling our success story of how we lowered our payment. And my father, he's a baby boomer, so he has a lot of older friends. And they all said, hey, I want my mortgage rate lower. Maybe you could advise me. So he began a financial consulting firm, hence the name Advanced Economic Strategies, ADVANCED, based ECONOMIC space STRAGIES. Advanced Economic Strategies, our website, www.financialsanitynow.com. And the main purpose of our company was to bring financial sanity to the consumers of America. Most of us are a consumer, whether or not we're a consumer of food or consumer of, you know, credit cards or mortgages, we're all consumers. But when I say consumer, I mean solely for people who need to use banks or loans, or, you know, who need the extra funds because they dealt with a medical hardship, such as my father, or any other situation. And so that is what I mean by consumers. We are not here for the corporation. We are here for the consumer.
Yes, we're here to help you, the consumer. So I have some interesting information for everyone out there, because there's been a lot of talk about what is really going on in the real estate market. Do we know if this is a full rebound? Do we know if it's not a full rebound? So I'm going to say that it's very much segmented, the market now. What is doing well is Washington, D.C. I guess those government people have money. Manhattan, luxury real estate, is doing well. On the other hand, Atlanta, if you're sitting there in Atlanta, that market is really flat, but still not doing well. California is very mixed depending on the county. Some of the affluent counties like Silicon Valley are doing very well. The Inland Valley is still very low, but is rebounding somewhat. Now, when we say rebounding, remember prices fell over between 40 and 60%. So when you see it's gone up 10%, that's pretty much, that's recovery. It's not rebound. There's a big difference. People are still very much underwater. And if you are underwater, please contact us. There are programs available for that.
866-753-4028.
That's right. And those programs are available. Please take advantage of them. Don't sit there. And according to everything we understand, these programs may not last past 2013. And that all depends on the market, and it depends on the election. We're not going to tell you who to vote for, but
without Obama, we would not exist.
Yeah, probably. I think the other party said, why don't they let everything go to foreclosure? Well, that over 2 million families already have lost their homes, and they're the unnoticed 2 million. Where they're living, I don't know. Some in vans. Some with relatives.
That's right. There's a whole community of vans in Florida.
Lucky enough to have family to move in with. So there's...
Not always, though.
Not always is the case. So, you know, there's still issues, right? And it's very important not to let things happen that gets out of control. And that means when you're starting to eat your savings up, you're eating your savings to pay your mortgage. Okay, if you can't afford the mortgage, you have to look into the fact of, can I reduce my payment? Can I reduce my principal? Or if not, should I short sell this house? Okay, so, you know, don't get caught short, so to speak. Now, I've just come across a poll, and I participated in it. This is a poll with 3,061 people randomly, and it says, has the residential real estate market rebounded in your area? It's a nationwide poll, okay? And I will tell you there's four answers. There's definitely, it has, maybe it has, can't tell, and absolutely not. I don't know what your guess is, but I'll tell you. Helena, what do you think? How many people said definitely it's rebounded out of 100%?
50.
Sorry, it's only 21% that said that, which accurately represents there are several cities where it's definitely getting better, like I said, Washington and New York. Okay? Maybe 21%. I think those people are still kind of cloudy about what's going on. Maybe foggy. Helena, are you on your Facebook right now?
No, I'm actually tweeting about our
tweeting. I'm just teasing her. How many can't tell? 20% can't tell.
His jokes aren't as funny as mine, though.
No, I know they're not. But how many cannot tell? 20%. So you have a full 41% people maybe or can't tell. And I don't want to say that they're just walking with their head in a cloud. I think it's just hard for the average person to understand where the real estate market is going. There still are foreclosures. There still are short sales. There still are REOs. How do you really know? Okay, if you put your house up for sale and it sells, then you know.
We actually we helped a woman named Michelle Hoffman write an article at the Los Angeles Times. She's doing an article on the appraisal amounts and how it was very difficult for her to get an accurate appraisal amount.
That's true.
And it's you know, near impossible to really tell somebody what the value of your house is, especially when homes are being foreclosed on right next door.
Another thing, let me just finish the survey. Out of this 100%, although 21% said yes, 38% absolutely not. Real estate has not rebounded in their
area. So more than double.
That's right. Now, this is, you know, I mean, polling is polling, but this is a national poll conducted by CNBC, and you can see the results. So I think it's probably representative because CNBC readers are actually fairly educated, you know, well-informed. Not everyone goes watches CNBC.
Versus Fox News, which is completely biased
right.
and racist.
That's true. So in the some of the markets that are good are the energy industry keeps markets strong in Texas and Oklahoma. Atlanta's in the doldrums. Portland is kind of, that's where Uncle Ba lives. And
everyone's Uncle Ba.
Everyone's Uncle Ba here. But if there anyone else have an Uncle Ba out there, if they are, please call in and
please.
Let us know your Uncle Ba story. And
his brother's going to love this one.
The other idea is smaller cities are actually leading the rebound here. Smaller cities. So not the larger cities, except, of course, Washington and New York. God bless them. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about credit cards, because we've talked about mortgages. Right now, we know that even though credit card people, we don't recommend you use, don't use your credit cards up to the limit. These are a few hints on credit cards. One, if you have a credit card, try not to use it to the limit, because that will hurt your FICO score. Use it to 50%, 60%. That actually keeps your FICO score very good if you're paying on time. Don't pay just the minimum payments. Pay more than the minimum payment. But if you're having a problem with credit cards, we have a program that can reduce your credit card
to as low as
0%
interest. And currently, the low interest actually in credit cards showing on a report from Loan Center CNN is at 10.95. Balance transfers are at 15.87. Rewards are at 15.69. Cash back is at 16.40. And business interest rates on business accounts is 13.42. So if they're considering 10.95 a low interest currently.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what they're thinking.
Well, I know what they're thinking. They're thinking profit.
Yeah.
And that's what they're supposed to think in a capitalist society. And we understand that. But we need our customers to understand that they don't have to sit back and accept that.
Right.
Okay, that's a lot of interest to pay. Banks are borrowing a zero and you're paying 10%. That's a great spread. And it's very important for our customers to understand there is a way to clear up your credit, clear up your headaches, start back on financial sanity. And you can look at our website for more information about credit card reduction. Not a scheme. It's a way to reduce your interest rate. Does not hurt your credit, but does help you along. Okay, so I think that appeals to a very large market out there.
Absolutely.
How have you done with that?
I agree with you 1,000%. I mean, I had some credit cards at one point at 29.99 interest. I was paying 30% in interest. So think about it. If you owe $100, you know, they're going to take an additional $30 in interest per month.
Oh, my God.
So we definitely want to attempt to lower our interest rates. And even if you don't want to call us at 866-753-4028, you should call the consumer yourself. You should call the credit card lenders and you should, you know, ask them, what can you do for me? I'm struggling. I've dealt with this hardship. A lot of the banks, they will respond to financial hardships. They'll respond to medical hardships. Most of our clients have been impacted with a severe and permanent financial hardship, whether or not it be from medical issues or from their job. We've had firefighters who, you know, you want to give a story about some of these firefighters, Dad?
Yes, I do. I do. Our brave firefighters who have really, really helped people by saving their lives, and their paramedics. And, of course, they got their money cut, and we were able to help some of them get modifications. Unfortunately, most of them were just fine. They got their modified payment. They're doing great. In one case, with the Bank of America, they managed to give the man a modification, and then he made his payment, and then they said, no, you don't have a modification.
That was actually the chief of a fire station over here in Los Angeles. He has a family, a wife, and three children, one of which, the oldest son, is also a firefighter. So these men risk their lives every day going out on ledges and limbs and fires in order to help the American people. And Bank of America, their lender, Bank of America,
right,
issued them a permanent modification, sent a notary to their home, only to take 3 months' worth of payments and then throw them out.
Mm-hmm.
So, needless to say, there's a big lawsuit going on. And not everybody has the time to fight a lawsuit or to battle with the bank simply because somebody forgot to lock the final modifications into their system. When I spoke to these executive reps, their excuse was, "We apologize, somebody forgot to push a button." I'm sorry, but saying I'm sorry, somebody forgot to push a button, your home is now up for sale, is not acceptable, especially when a final modification was issued.
Right.
It's not acceptable. It's not right. It's immoral, and it's horrible. You know?
You know, when they
imagine if this happened to you. Pull your money out of Bank of America now. If you have money in Bank of America, put it into a credit union. Even Wells Fargo's way better than Bank of America. Mind that every bank has their scandals. But Bank of America definitely took the cake. They took the cake and they ran with it. They stole the cake. They stole the cake. And then they threw it in some little kid's face. That's how I would describe Bank of America. They're big bullies. They took a firefighter's home. They're attempting to take a firefighter's home, excuse me, simply because somebody forgot to push a button after issuing them a final modification. Not only illegal, but absolutely harmful to our society. You're going to foreclose on people who can't afford their home because somebody forgot to push a button within Bank of America's system. On top of it, it was an escalated case. It was being handled by the executive office. It should have been cleaned up by the executive office. I shouldn't even be talking about it right now on air, but I'm livid. I'm livid, and I'm upset for this family. I'm upset for our nation, and I'm upset for the people who are responsible within Bank of America who are allowing such inadequate training to continue. It's immoral. It's wrong. It does not need to continue. I'm not personally a part of the Occupy movement, but if they are occupying because of situations like this, then maybe I am.
That's right. So there's some very interesting news out about foreclosures now. And there's something called judicial and non-judicial states when it comes to foreclosures, Helena. Do you know that?
You can inform me and the audience.
Okay, well, certain states like Illinois, Florida, Pennsylvania, they're judicial states. In other words, you actually have to go before a judge before your house can be foreclosed on. And in many of those states, it takes years to get a foreclosure. In non-judicial states, like California, they don't need a judge to approve it. And those are, it's interesting, but in those non-judicial states, the person is also not liable for the note. It's only the home is liable. Do you want me to explain that difference a little bit?
Go ahead.
Okay, I will.
Could emphasize.
All right, so if you own a home in California, and you owe $150,000, and let's say it's worth $50,000, and you want to walk away from that house, the bank cannot come after you for the difference. Cannot. Whereas in Florida, if you do that, the bank can come after you personally for the difference. It's a personal note. Now, in Florida, it's a judicial state, so they must get a judge to approve this. don't need a judge to approve it. The process goes somewhat faster. And although foreclosures are down in California, part of the reason is the state law is requiring the banks to do a lot more before they have foreclosure. If you are in California, the new state law coming into play does not let the bank double track you. Okay? You're not allowed to be double tracked. And what that means is while you're doing a modification, they cannot continue with foreclosing on you.
Yeah, a lot of these times we have to stop foreclosure sale dates because the bank hasn't completed it within the time frame, especially if they're being run through a HAMP program. There's a guideline. They're supposed to complete it within 31 days. So if they don't complete it within this time frame, they have to postpone the sale over and over again each month until this is done.
Right. It's very, very, very. It's so stressful for the homeowner. So very stressful. Okay. So let me continue here to go over some things. Home refinancing boom. Why is it different?
Maria, I'm going to ask you to not call this number again because this is actually...
Hello. I'm sorry. We had a little bit of interference. Okay. So what I wanted to tell everyone out there that people are refinancing at the fastest rate in years. One of the reasons is that 25% of all first lien U.S. mortgages will be refinanced this year is because the rates are so incredibly cheap. Never in our lives have we seen rates like this. You can get rates 3.4, 3.5, 3.6, okay? And you can definitely lower your principal balance. The net dollars of home equity converted to cash as part of refinance was at the lowest level in 17 years. So this year is very, very important, okay? And that's another program you can get into. It's called the Refi program. Look at the rates. Now, a lot of you people out there cannot refinance. You're caught between a rock and a proverbial hard place. And we've seen this many times. If you don't have equity, you can't refinance. If you don't have tax returns that support the income that you're declaring, meaning you're self-employed, you can't refinance. But you can modify. So you can look into modification. It is, to me, a shame that anyone will not take advantage of these low rates in one way or another. And I'm not saying everyone can modify. That's true that not everyone can. You definitely must meet certain criteria. Those criteria have to do with your income, the value of your home, but if it's underwater, that's okay. It has to do with what's called a DTI, which is your debt-to-income ratio, and your NPV, which is your net present value. Now, everyone loves throwing out initials. DTI, DTI, NPV. Meaningless to all you out there. I know that. But not to us. We know how to work all these calculations and we understand them so that when we speak to you, we can tell you if these numbers are working. What would you qualify for? How would you qualify? Very important.
So very important that we could actually tell you in advance whether or not you qualify over the phone, you know, or at a meeting. We've helped a lot of people in different states, although we are based out of California and majority of our clients are here.
Well, we just consult with you.
Right. So
that's all we do.
If you need advice, don't hesitate just because you're in a different state.
Right. We can consult.
Call 866-753-4028.
Right.
Or you can email us at alan@aes77.com.
That's correct. Can do that.
You can look us up
also. No charge to give us a call. We'll let you know what's up, what's going on. We'd like to see everyone stay in their home.
This isn't a scheme. Like, call us and there's like a certain fee underlying it. No. You're calling us because you need advice. You need financial sanity advice.
That's right. And that's what we're here for. So, again, let's talk about it. Can you refinance? I don't know. Let's find out. If you can, a 30-year fixed loan is as low as 3.46. That's pretty incredible. Very incredible. And I would say if you can, do it. How else are you going to ever get that loan? I remember when I was buying a home just back in 2006, 6% was considered a good rate. 6%. When Helena was born, 8% was considered a good rate. But then again, everything is relative when it comes to economics, when it comes to percentage rates. The market's good. People are making a lot of money. Interest rate's going to be higher, and it's easier to afford it. The truth is, in a healthy economy, it's easier to afford a higher interest rate. Well, it's okay to have that. In today's economy, I call it sputter economy. And I don't think it's Obama's fault that it's sputtering at all. I just think we were in such a mess 4 years ago, and we are pulling out of it. And it was so bad that without massive injections of cash by the Federal Reserve and programs that Obama put into effect, without that, I just think we would be much worse off. And that's my humble opinion. So at this point, low interest rates help. That's why they're there. They help to put a little more money in your pocket if you're paying a little less for your mortgage, you have a little more for your kids or for your college or to buy bread and milk, which God knows is pretty expensive. And but if you want to know if inflation's coming back, you bet it is. In fact, it's not coming back. It's here. Look at what you pay for gas. Look at what you pay for milk. Look at what you pay for meat. It's here now. So it's only a matter of time till it catches up to the next market, you know, and the next market, and the next market. Because for those of you who don't know, I'm sure you all know we live in a capitalistic system. But what that means is there's risk. There's rewards for risk. And there's bubbles. Throughout the centuries of capitalism, there's always been bubbles. This was a bubble, but it was a bad one. So we're back here to say to all you people, two things. Take away these two messages, okay? Get the lowest interest rate. If you can modify, modify. If you can refinance, refinance. If you can get a principal reduction, get a principal reduction. Two, reduce the credit card debt and reduce the amount of interest you're paying on your credit card. You'll be much better off for it in a few years. Yes, it's a little painful now. The economy will come back. Things will get better, and when they do, you'll be able to take advantage of it. Okay? That's really, really important.
But do you really believe that it's ever okay? I know what you're saying as far as, you know, when the economy's good, it's okay to have high interest rates, like, you know, as you're saying, 9, 10%. But do you really believe it's ever okay for corporations to, I hate to use the word tax, but profit so much off of interest? When they clearly have so much money running through their entire system, especially when it comes to Bank of America, who's using that money to outsource and pay people less than minimum wage.
I don't think it's correct, but I think capitalism is inherently has faults. It just does. I mean, it's just like democracy has faults. It's a system. Human beings create systems to live by. So far, as far as I can tell, and as you know, I'm a student of this as well as doing what I do. Historically, since I think you can go back to almost biblical times, people have lent money, people have made money on lending money, people have financed other people. There are ways to do it with more integrity, with more community spirit. I think I don't want to get too esoteric, but I think raising consciousness is what you're talking about. If you're just talking about pure business, the bank, actually has a mandate to its stockholders, and the mandate says make as much money for your stockholders as possible. They bought the stock, give them the best return you can. And that is a tenet of capitalism. So you can't fault them for following the tenet. What we can do is say, like you're saying in a way, hey, can we be a more equitable society? That's another question. That's kind of a question Obama's asked. Can we provide health care for all? Can we all pay a little more of our fair share?
I mean, Warren Buffett said it very clearly. He goes, it's not fair that I'm paying only 7% in income tax when my employees are paying almost 30.
Right.
Come on. Really, do the numbers here. And for those of you listening, especially if you're in the United States, the people outside of the United States think that we are absolute idiots because we have allowed ourselves to not only vote for Bush once, but twice, and then have the audacity to blame it on the current president when the main reason he had to bail out the banks in the first place is because if he didn't, how many more homes would be foreclosed on?
Yeah, how many?
Would anybody ever get a loan ever again if they didn't bail them out?
Mm-hmm.
So, not to mention the car industry and how much, you know, they saved for General Motors and other places.
That in itself was, I mean, we're going to get into debate, but yes, Romney said, let's bankrupt it. And Obama did bankrupt them through Chapter 11. For those out there, Chapter 11 is way different than just bankrupting. But Obama also gave them $80 billion in government loans through the bankruptcy to restructure. The chapter was a restructuring, not just a bankruptcy. And that allowed over 1 million jobs to be kept in America. So I think there was a big difference in the policies. I think there still is. I think it's very important that
you vote. You know, get out there and do your own research. Don't trust us. Don't trust anything we have to say.
Don't trust what anyone says. No.
But you know what? Do your own research. And for what, you know, for what it's worth, try to be fair. Try to be fair to other people. Try to understand that, you know, if you're gay, you're either born that way. Most likely you're born that way. I'm sorry to get into this because I just had a debate with somebody online who said, well, President Obama is okay with people who are gay getting married. Yeah, it's called equal human rights. And, you know, most of the people who are prejudiced against people who are gay or of other color or of other ethnicity or other culture, you're really just upset with yourself. Look around your family. We're all not going to marry the same race, the same religion. And if you are, what are you doing, marrying your cousin? I'm sorry to be so vulgar. I'm just so upset with the American economy and our society as a whole, judging each other for who we're attracted to in our personal lives as if they're not good people. Really? Come on. I have two aunts who are actually lesbians, and they're married, and they raised their children. They actually stayed together out of all the families in my family, and we have a lot of people, a lot of children who had children, a lot of people. They're the ones that stayed together, and they raised two beautiful boys. Amazing. Okay? So if you're against Obama because of his views of supporting people for equal human rights, or because you think he's a socialist, or because you think that people who are lazy shouldn't reap the benefits off of others, we're not talking about people who are lazy. And that's not what he has said. He's talking about people who are paying less in taxes, corporations, not people, but people who run corporations are paying less in taxes than their employers and getting all these benefits. When they're making, let's say, for an example, Mitt Romney, you know, $20 million a year. It's, to me, that's unconstitutional. And, you know, if we really want to give back to ourselves and do our economy, do yourself a service, and on Election Day, vote for Obama.
Well, that's quite a pitch there, Helena, and I think well said.
Now, sure, I'll get a lot of flack for it, but you know what? I don't care. Email me. I'd love to hear your information.
Already,
I'd love to hear your opinion.
I'm already seeing opinions coming through.
Yeah, I know, and it's absolutely fine. You know, you could find me www.financialsanitynow.com. We could help you. We could help each other, and you could also go onto our Facebook, and that's also Financial Sanity Now. Mm. And for now, right now, we're actually planning to end the show with our commercial, a commercial that we have pre-recorded through the Best Deals LA television show. They did a segment of live testimonials. These are not actors, people. These are real people who we've helped. And, Dad, do you have any last words that you want to say to the public before we sign off for the next 2 weeks?
Well, just a word about something that really bothered me in the debate when Romney said, let's get rid of Big Bird. Let's not fund PBS.
Come on, public education channel,
it wasn't
really?
That. What he said was, I don't want to borrow any more money from China to spend on it. I think what people need to understand that the majority of the debt is not held by the Chinese. Less than 10% of our debt is held by the Chinese. 80% is held by Americans in their own country. Okay? So you have to know that. And so we borrow from ourselves mainly. And yes, they do own some of the debt, but that's just part of it. That's really a misnomer to think that we borrow from the Chinese for everything.
Yeah, we have to really do our own research. And
yeah,
I understand. If you're listening to this show and you're making over $250,000 a year and you want to protect your money, you don't really want to give back, by all means, vote for who you want, okay? But if you're making under $250,000 and you're not voting for Obama, I would highly suggest you do some research.
Well, even if you're earning over $250,000, you know, there's nothing wrong with paying your fair share. You know, it's not going to be that much more. You know, and it's mainly for people who earn over $1 million. If you're earning over $1 million and you're willing to give a little bit more of your money back to the government and the country that helped you have a society that allowed you to do this, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, nothing.
All right, well, let's do the commercial because we are getting into the wee hours here.
The nation, up nearly 20% from the same period last year, with a record number of people either underwater or just unsure of who to turn to find a solution. Best Deals recently found one company that is helping thousands of Californians get back on track and keep their homes. Alan Lazar has helped hundreds of homeowners save their homes, reduce their credit card debt, and their monthly expenses.
No one knew home prices would go down 40, 50, 60%. This is unheard of in all of our lifetimes. And they need to understand the context. Once they understand that, they can realize that it's really not their fault. Yes, they signed the paper. I agree. Everyone bears a level of responsibility, but we also bear a responsibility not to bankrupt our families and to look ahead a little bit.
Many people lose their entire savings trying to keep their home.
If I'm earning so much money, whatever that money is, and I can see that now I'm pulling out of my savings to pay my mortgage every month, be proactive and come and talk to us.
But is there a time when it's too late?
When the house is open, it's too late. Up until then, if we even have, give me 10 days before the sale,
okay,
we can still do something. I can't promise anything. But get in touch with us. Definitely, if you get a sale date, post it on your home. That's the way it works in California, actually. Post it on your house. Do something.
Alan has many satisfied clients happy to share their own experience.
The staff at AES helped us to lower our interest rate from 6.5 to 2%. That was really amazing.
I can't tell you what a relief it's been. You were easy to work with. When I talked to Alan in September of last year, he says, this is what you're going to get. I'm going to save you over $1,600. He did everything he said he was going to do.
He took care of everything. He was always there whenever I needed him. If I placed a call, he called me back, or he took the call immediately. I had his cell phone number. The people who work for him are really understanding. They're really caring people, but they're really good at their jobs.
We can reduce the rate on people's credit cards. You might be paying 8, 9, 10% down to zero. Another thing we do is we negotiate. anything from you personally?
It lowered it from an average a month to $325. I mean, that's amazing. We are saving $1,000 a month, but more importantly for me is just the peace of mind of knowing that we're staying.
Whether your home is underwater and you're struggling to make your monthly payments, or your credit cards have simply gotten out of control, call Alan today at 866-753-4028. You can also log on to our website for more information at bestdealstvshow.com.
And that's all for this week, folks. Until 2 weeks from now, take care. We'll be right back.